Third shift silent hours. It's been 30 years since the feminist revolution, and women now have more opportunities than ever. But every choice they make, whether it's pursuing a corporate career, becoming an entrepreneur, or opting for the mommy track, comes with its own set of consequences. After working at the office and then handling home duties, women face what's known as the third shift. It's the time when they reflect on the choices they've made. But with practice, this third shift can transform from a time of guilt and doubt into an opportunity for self-awareness and confidence building. Here are three key challenges women often confront. 1. Striking a balance between staying true to who you are and meeting others' expectations can be tough. But remember, authenticity breeds confidence. 2. It's natural to worry about how others perceive you, but don't let it overshadow your work. Stay focused on the tasks at hand while also being mindful of your colleagues' feelings. 3. Balancing personal aspirations with fulfilling the needs of others can feel like walking a tightrope. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself sometimes. Third shift dialogues. Discovering effective strategies has empowered numerous women in progressing through challenges in the corporate world, entrepreneurial endeavors, at home, and within communities. To enhance decision-making skills and find personal fulfillment in any endeavor, dedicate some of your third shift time to pondering these common questions women often pose. Question 1. Are my priorities in check? Question 2. Am I sacrificing time with loved ones for the pursuit of career success and material gain? Question 3. Does the thrill of landing a new client compare to the joy of seeing my child excel in their passions? Question 4. Am I hindering my career growth by choosing the path that allows more time with family? Question 5. Can I still be considered a good person if I prefer quiet moments with a book over social obligations? Question 6. Does wanting to express myself outside of work make me less committed as a professional? Question 7. If I decide to prioritize family over career, will I find fulfillment or wrestle with guilt and restlessness? Question 8. Is it possible for me to be an effective mother even though I'm clueless about what my children would like to discover in their lunchboxes? Question 9. Am I dedicating sufficient time to my aging parents during their visits, or do they feel neglected because I don't take more time off from work when they're here? Your inner third shift dialogue holds the key to unlocking your strengths. Within this internal dialogue, two distinct voices emerge. One tends to be negative, feeding self-doubt, while the other is positive, promoting self-awareness. By tuning into both voices, you gain valuable insights into yourself, your actions, and your choices. This self-reflection equips you with a deeper understanding of yourself, aiding in better decision-making when faced with challenges. Role clarity. Research indicates that while men typically don't grapple with the same inner conflicts as women regarding balancing family and work, especially during what's termed the third shift, it's because societal roles for men are often more straightforward and well-defined. Unlike women who often face pressure and uncertainty, men tend to have clearer expectations placed upon them by society, which reduces self-doubt and questioning. Women who exhibit greater tranquility during their third shift reflection typically possess heightened self-assurance in their decisions due to a deep understanding of their identities. Conversely, women troubled by uncertainty regarding their identities often lack confidence in their choices. 1. What internal conversations do women engage in when they take risks with their lives? 2. What internal thoughts do women listen to that instill fear in them about progressing forward? 3. What sets apart these two categories of women in terms of their decision-making processes? 4. What shared attributes do these groups of women possess despite their differing choices? Major hurdles. Facing the third shift brings three key hurdles for women to overcome. First, identity challenge. Balancing self-expression with societal expectations. Second, task challenge. Juggling job responsibilities while managing others' perceptions. Third, balance challenge. Striking a harmony between personal achievements and serving others' needs. Identity challenge. Discovering who we are can be quite the puzzle, especially for women. In our society, shaped by male-dominated norms, women often find themselves navigating through expectations that aren't truly their own. Understanding that true contentment springs from accepting ourselves as we are, rather than solely conforming to other standards. Being true to yourself in the corporate world can be tough, but there are practical steps you can take to navigate this challenge. Step 1. Break free from limitations and dare to take risks. Step 2. Eliminate unnecessary things. Step 3. Seek sufficient support from others. In the workplace, you can blend in without losing who you are. Instead of ignoring or mishandling it, women can accept their gender at work. Developing your style and seeking input from others can help you leave your mark. Are you thinking about diving into entrepreneurship? It's like setting on a thrilling adventure filled with risks and rewards. But before you take the plunge, start with a little self-reflection. Take a good look at your strengths and weaknesses. As a woman stepping into the entrepreneurial world, it's all about knowing yourself inside out. First, leverage your uniqueness in the workplace. Second, make your business reflect who you are. Third, take calculated risks aligned with your values. Fourth, enjoy the rewards of your hard work. Women engaged in the home or community life can boost their confidence in their daily decisions. First, clearly state what you expect from yourself and others. Second, ignore any negative voices or doubts that try to undermine your choices. Third, find moments to relax and fully enjoy caring for your family. Fourth, stay mindful of your own genuine needs and prioritize them. Women who have spent significant time focusing on their careers before prioritizing their family life may feel compelled to prove themselves. This often leads to a habit of overloading schedules, both for themselves and their families. However, a more effective approach involves actively engaging with your children and establishing fair systems for sharing household duties. Task challenge. The task challenge, balancing job completion with consideration for others' feelings, can be especially tough for women. This is because women are taught, starting from childhood, to prioritize meeting the needs of others, be it emotional, physical, or social. Whether in corporate settings, as entrepreneurs or as stay-at-home mothers, women encounter this dilemma. To succeed in the workplace as a woman, here's what you need to do. 1. Gain the respect of important men. 2. Balance focusing on work and caring about others' feelings. 3. Learn how to understand what your boss wants. 4. Make friends before doing big things. 5. Accept mistakes as part of learning. 6. Understand that getting better comes from facing challenges. 7. Believe in yourself rather than doubting yourself. Entrepreneurship as a woman. As a woman starting a business, you need to learn how to demonstrate your leadership authority. Exhibit your leadership to others. Display unwavering conviction. Efficiently allocate time and energy. Focus solely on the vital tasks, avoiding minutiae and distractions. Maintain a balance between concern and assertiveness without being excessively accommodating. Combat the loneliness at the top by engaging with colleagues and seeking advice from experts. Excel in home life. If you remain indoors, you need to acquire the skills to 1. Take care of your family effectively without sacrificing yourself unnecessarily. 2. Organize your days and theirs, setting boundaries to prevent exhaustion. 3. Find enjoyment and cultivate your mind. 4. Eliminate the guilt-inducing shoulds from your life. Juggling personal and professional life can be tough, especially for women. How do you manage to focus on yourself while still being there for others? One approach is to open up to friends and family about your worries instead of keeping them inside. This can help you gain clarity on why you've chosen certain paths in your career or personal life. Conclusion. Women today are reshaping what it means to be an adult woman. By reflecting on the challenges they face in balancing different aspects of their lives, they can make better decisions that align with their true selves. In the novel The House of Mirth, Edith Wharton pondered why people feel the need to hide their natural actions behind layers of pretense. But maybe now, women are discovering the freedom to pursue what truly makes them happy without hiding behind a facade. Key points. 1. Adopt authenticity to build confidence and navigate societal expectations in career and personal life. 2. Reflect on priorities regularly to maintain a balance between personal aspirations and fulfilling others' needs. 3. Seek support from understanding communities and mentors to stay true to yourself in the workplace. 4. Prioritize self-care and relaxation to boost confidence in daily decisions, whether in career or family life. 5. Communicate openly with friends and family about worries to gain clarity on personal and professional choices. 6. Take calculated risks aligned with values to maximize impact in career and entrepreneurial endeavors. 7. Focus on what truly matters, letting go of non-essentials to maintain identity and harmony in life.